Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Louisiana Department of Health and Jefferson Parish officials announced that in portions of Grand Isle, there is a boil water advisory. They have experiencing a number of pipe breaks. A lot of the homes down there are second homes, and a lot of folks weren't able to travel down there in order to make accommodations for those second homes. And we have a lot of that same situation to some respect, probably not to the extent in Grand Isle, but we're joined by Louis Pomez, the St. Bernard Parish president. Some of the same issues, I guess, could crop up in St. Bernard. Louis, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Lou.
So what is the state of the state for you guys in St. Bernard? I mean, you and I typically talk about hurricanes. This is a first. We're talking about snow and now the melt.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, this is definitely the first for me for a snowstorm this big in St. Bernard Parish. We've been through hurricanes, we've been through floods, we've been through tornadoes. Something totally different to deal with the type of equipment that we actually don't have on hand, but we're making do with the heavy equipment and that we do have on hand. And we're doing really well today with getting our roads opened up. It's still very dangerous to drive on them. And hopefully that we can keep the people off these roadways until after tomorrow. But one of our biggest situations right now that we're facing is the reserve that we have in water. We're asking people in St. Bernard to please, please turn off the faucets if you can. Don't wash any clothes. Don't turn the dishwashers on. We're trying to preserve this water for another day.
Yeah, I guess if you're home, you don't really need to have that stream just maybe every 15 or minutes or so. You know, turn the faucet on for a little while just to get some water flowing and just keep doing that while you're home. If you can do that, and that would help preserve, the water for you guys so you don't end up in a boil water advisory, right?
Exactly. That's what we're concerned about. You know, we're capable of making about 9 million gallons a day. But when we do have a 10 million gallon reserve tank, and we're a little more than halfway through our 10 million gallons of reserve water, and so our biggest concerns is that if they would slow down a little bit, that we're not going to have to do this boil water advisory. Hopefully, that we don't have to turn the water pressure down that low.
Any pipe breaks? In your infrastructure, or are y'all getting calls about residential home pipe breaks that are creating an issue for you?
So far, with our infrastructure, we're doing very well. We're okay with that. We do have quite a few homeowners that are calling with pipe breaks and just asking us to come in and shut the waters down for them.
Yeah, and that's something that needs to be done right away for certain. Louis, I wanted to go back to roadways real quick because, St. Bernard's got a unique challenge. There's only a couple of ways in and out of St. Bernard, right?
That's correct.
So the highway from, what is it, 510?
Yes.
Into St. Bernard. What's the status of that?
Well, that everybody knows that it's the Green Bridge, which is the LA 47 Parish Road Bridge. They know it as the Green Bridge. It is closed down. They closed it yesterday. It is still closed. We have all of the bridge traffic. They are trying to do not allow anything over the St. Claude Bridge. If we do have to use a bridge, if it's an emergency, we can't come across the St. Claude Bridge. But other than that, all of the bridges coming into St. Bernard Parish is closed off.
So y'all are truly isolated then?
Well, we can't cross, like I said, we can't cross the St. Claude Bridge if we have to for emergency vehicles.
Yeah, for emergency vehicles. But all others, you're truly isolated.
That's correct. Yep.
That's a very weird happenstance, though, right?
Yes. Yep. First time in my career, and I've been here more than four decades.
Yeah. Interesting. I was kind of curious about that. What do you see as kind of the you know, as we now experience the melt? I mean, you guys got what kind of snowfall did y'all get? Accumulation numbers?
Oh, in different areas of the parish, I can say that I don't think we had anything less than 8 inches anywhere in St. Bernard Parish.
Wow.
So I don't see anything less than 8 inches anywhere in the parish.
That's crazy, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, especially when you think of how much the parish is actually adjacent to water bodies that kind of create more of some warmth there because of the water temperature, that you'd have that amount of snow.
Yeah. They tell me even down in Delacroix, the Wycloski area, the Shell Beach area, I mean, that's all water down that way. And I'd have to say they had to have closer to 8 inches of snow down that way too.
Wow, absolutely.
And then, yeah.
Any other challenges that you'd like to talk about? Any other advice that you want to give to your citizens of St. Bernard?
Well, the challenge that we're having right now, as I said a while ago, is the water situation. You know, we're hoping people can slow down on the use of the water, not wash clothes, not turn the dishwashers on. And stay off the roadways because it's going to freeze again tonight. We have a lot of our roads that are open in one lane that we clean all through Judge Perez, eastbound and westbound. We also have St. Bernard Highway, a good one lane of it clean for the emergency vehicles to get through. But we're asking the residents to stay home. We had one came out early this morning, slid off, hit a guard cable, and we had to put about 800 residents out of power for a very, very short period of time to Energy had made that repair. But we're just asking the people to please stay off the highway for at least another day.
You know, yesterday, Tommy Tucker and I had communications with folks from Entergy, and over half of their power outages were caused by someone driving on the roadway and hitting a pole. And, you know, people don't realize the breadth and depth of that one pole and what ultimately happens when they have to de-energize an entire neighborhood in order to remedy it.
Yes. And we were so thankful with Energy. I mean, they came out and they did this repair, and it took them about 15 minutes before they had the power back on. From the time they got there, within 15 minutes, they had the power back on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It was great.
They have been incredibly responsive to any number of challenges that are out there. And again, and I was saying, and you know, same with St. Bernard, I think most people really believe that everybody was on their game for this event, right?
Yeah, well, definitely in St. Bernard Parish for sure. You know, with the DOTD, I mean, we've been in close contact with them. Our local sheriff's department has done an amazing job out here day and night. You know, we've been in contact with them around the clock. Our firefighters, they've been out around the clock. We actually had extra staff on our fire department. We had some of our firefighters that wasn't able to do a shift change because there was no way for them to cross a bridge to get out of the parish. Some of them that doesn't live here. So they actually stayed in. So we had extra manpower for the fire department.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Louis, final thoughts?
Yep, that's it, man. And thank y'all so much. We really appreciate this.
And Louis, please know that anytime you need to get information out, give us a shout. We'll get you on the air. We're nimble, especially as it relates to water. That's a big issue, you know, for everyone.
Yep. But thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. That's Louis Pomez, St. Bernard Parish President. We going to a break now, Coleman, or are we going to? All right, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll visit with Jacques Thibodeau, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, otherwise known as GOSEP. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.